Okay, did somebody else just join on the phone? Guess not.
It is. It's just me. It's Lisa.
Oh, hi, Lisa.
All right, so it's going to be important that you all speak into the microphones today when you have something to say. Clarissa, you want to say anything to start off?
Yes. Folks, I understand that we got a little bit late start, but I also know that Patrick Davis has limited schedules, so we are definitely tasked with, within a very short period of time, of making a recommendation on what we, most of us, were able to participate in, and some, and most of you on the other end, I know that most of you were able to participate in all 3 days of the testing. So we do have to come up with a recommendation to submit to the secretary. And since I am not there, and I'll try to get there as fast as I can, but in the meantime, I would like for Al to do the majority of the lead-in, since he is physically there and he could probably see, you know, who wants to speak better than I can see, since there are 6 of you there. So I really appreciate if you guys let Al take the lead for me, and I will follow along as I best I can.
Okay, thank you very much, Clarissa. I'm going to go ahead and call the roll just so we get it on the we are broadcasting, by the way, broadcasting live, so we get that on the record. And if you are here, please say so. If you're not, don't. Carol Tone.
Here.
Chris Murray.
Hello.
Hello? Who's this? Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm on the phone. This is Lauren, but I wonder if...
Yeah. I was going to say, I think that they dropped us, Lauren, because I can hear you.
Is that flashing red for a reason? Do we have to press the mute button?
I guess we'll wait and see what happens here.
Now it's not.
How's that? Can you hear us now?
Oh, are you there?
We can hear you.
Okay. For some reason, it timed out on us there for a minute. Okay. We're calling roll. Carol Tone is here. Chris Murray. Clarissa.
I'm here.
Evelyn.
Here.
Harvey.
Here.
Lauren.
Yes.
Martha. Mickey.
Here.
Patrick.
Here.
Rick.
Here.
And I'm Al Davidson, serving as staff. All right. Our purpose here today is to come up with a recommendation for the secretary regarding a UBS. This is what we worked for toward all the year. To start things off, the other advisory committee has made its recommendation, and I want to apprise you of that so you know going in what they have done. They have voted to recommend that we schedule a pilot election with all vendors who submitted in the 2015 coordinated election. This would have to involve a number of counties who would be pilot counties have all vendors who can do an election on their own be piloted on their own, and the suggestion was made that we look at various combinations of things where there are folks who can't do the entire thing, and we look at integrating components from each system into the other. So that was their recommendation. They've not written it formally yet. They're still working on it, so it's not been yet submitted to the secretary. So with that as a background, Clarissa and I talked about perhaps the best way to approach this to start with, and it may, what we thought was that if we give each member 5 minutes to discuss their thoughts, where their head is at this point, before we get into bantering back and forth, that might let everybody know where everybody else stands. Is that still okay with you, Clarissa?
Yes, that sounds good. So if you guys want to start, and we can proceed with that recommendation.
Okay, well, why don't we just start at the left here, Patrick?
Al, I have a question about the advisory committees. recommendation. Can you hear me?
Yeah, please speak into it so this picks it up.
Advisory committee's recommendation.
Can you hear it, Patrick? Can you?
Can everyone else hear Patrick?
Can you on the phone here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So my question is, was this to be statewide in November 2015, a statewide election test?
No, it would be in select counties.
In select counties. Okay. Big and small, medium sized?
Yes.
Okay. And why did they choose the November election and not the municipal election?
They, the recommendation also said that those participating in the pilot will be those who would have their systems certified by June 30th of 2015. There are a number who are still in certification with pieces. They didn't feel that they could get it together in time for the spring elections, so they voted for the fall.
So in order to run a coordinated election.
Yeah, and to be a coordinated election as well.
Okay, all right. Well, the chair asked us to come with a recommendation, and so I went through the 3 days of presentations, did read most of the material, and what struck me was that the group Everyone Counts turned out to be the most intuitive, that the notes that I wrote down about them that really stuck with me is that you could eventually vote on your smartphone with their technology. They are perpetually innovative, state of the art. They're hardware agnostic. That really struck me as important because so many of the clerks that I talked to in the 3 days that I was sitting with them said that they were not ready to make a change for at least 5 years. Some of them said 10 years. And some of them were very happy with the technology they had today. What Everyone Vote Counts, Everyone Counts impressed upon me was that they would be able to give people an option of voting on their iPad or using their existing a county's existing system to vote. I wrote down that they were intuitive and that people can get access to voting on the same technology that they use at home. I also came away thinking that the clear vote was pretty slick and that it has been proven out in some of our bigger counties. I think in talking to some of the clerks after that presentation, they noted that they were willing to work with these clerks as they came up with maybe a challenge or a problem that they saw with Clear Vote, and that they were more than willing to address those concerns. And then it was my first experience with the Bell and Howell machines. What do you call those machines, Harvey?
The envelope sorters.
I'm really out of my depth on those. So, but what struck me was that the Bell and Howell presentation was very professional. It looks like they've been through this many times before. The U.S. Post Office relies on them. And I came away thinking that Bell and Howell would be a good solution for large and medium-sized counties, but that Runbeck would be a great solution for really anybody else in the state. The Runbeck folks struck me as having a terrific relationship with our clerks in the state, and I put a lot of strength or put a lot of credit, give a lot of credit to relationships with vendors. Those are my thoughts.
All right, thank you, Patrick. I should mention what the rest of the advisory committee's recommendation was, and they did recommend on envelope sorters that the state not select a single vendor for that, since there are three vendors successfully operating in the state now, but that the state approve any software that's used in those systems as counties begin to use them for automated signature verification. As long as they're not using automated signature verification, the state would have no role in it under that recommendation, because these are all operating successfully. But if somebody starts using the automated signature verification, and all three vendors that are in the state now are using the same software, and the state has seen that, So any changes to that or any new entries into the market in the way of automated signature verification would be approved by the state. That was their recommendation on that. And then as far as the alternative format ballot and ballot tracking, they recommended that the state take those ideas under consideration, determine if the state wants to pay for those and make that contract with vendors, that the state move ahead and do so, and the committee made no recommendation on those. So that's the rest of the recommendation, and since you brought up the envelope sorter, Patrick, I wanted to
thank you
to clarify that. Okay. All right. Evelyn.
Yes, sir.
Microphone's right in front of you.
Well, the systems that I felt were most appropriate are the ones that are software-based rather than machinery-based. And so that would be a clear ballot and everyone counts. One or both of those systems together seem to have the greatest amount of flexibility so that they would be suitable for small counties as well as large counties. As far as the, and they have to do with the actual election process, the actual voting that people do. They offered the greatest degree of privacy for people who cannot read the ballot. They seemed very proud of what they had accomplished, and they had a positive attitude when they presented and a willingness to be adaptable. And in our state, where we have little tiny counties with maybe 5,000 or 6,000 or less registered voters, and great big counties with 400,000 or more registered voters, we need a system that's flexible. So those were my preferences.
All right, thank you. Harvey.
Okay, thanks. And just FYI, I also attended the clerk's conference last week for 4 days, and the vendors were present there. All these five vendors had representatives there. All but Dominion had some equipment there to show. And I was able to get a deeper look at some of the, most of those systems and longer conversations. I also listened to the teleconference with that the Uniform Voting System Advisory Committee in their recent meeting. And so I heard the nuances of the discussion that led to their decisions, which Al has presented. And incidentally, I think at the end of that meeting, I overheard that they, in terms of the last two topics you mentioned, which are the alternative format ballot and the mail ballot tracking, that what I heard was something that wasn't quite uniform, unlike what you, the way you described it. The way you described it was the state would go ahead, would recommend the state to go ahead and make a contract or so. What I heard was make it possible for the counties to opt in or not on those technologies. That's what I thought was the result of that meeting. But the so I have, I think I'm aligned with the uniform, the advisory committee in large part, with the exception of a couple of nuances I'd like to mention. But I believe what I heard in the meeting was that the primarily clerks who are on the advisory committee were concerned that no one manufacturer is showing a system that's compatible with the Colorado model right now, or that they would like to, that they believe is ready, and that they would like to make a choice for at this point. And I agree with that. And I think the test that we actually executed sort of at the last minute, surprising the vendors about the need to give us ballots to vote, have them actually tabulate the ballots, and attempt some of the rudimentary physical elements of a risk-limiting audit actually expose a little bit more about the reality of those companies right now today. And I thought every single company made, well, actually everyone counts didn't attempt to execute that task. But of the other four, they all made some kind of mistake or so, which I actually thought was kind of optimistic, because we got to see demonstrations in the reality closer to an election context rather than the perfect demo that's been carefully prepared. And so the Colorado was able to learn things from that, and good things about the vendors, not just bad things. So I'm glad that we did that, by the way. And I do have the marked ballots. And for those of you listening who were not there, or those here who were not there, I can only say that the members of the audience, who were substantially election officials and election staff, went wild with the blank ballots they were allowed to mark, and they marked them in all kinds of manners which they knew the systems would have difficulty tabulating, and including to the extent of crushing the ballots and pouring liquids onto them. And so that was a sight to see, and probably unique in the annals of public testing of voting systems, but nevertheless very appropriate for the situation we're in. 1 minute. Yeah, so I'm going to have a lot more to say than I can say in 5 minutes. So I have specifics I'd like to go into about how I would extend and adapt the advisory committee suggestion or conclusion. But I do believe it's a good idea. It's clear that that some of these systems, when they are certified by, or components of systems certified by the July of 2015, there will be some added components that will be very helpful to us, which we can already see are in the offing. And in fact, at the clerks conference, I saw a very interesting potential offering from ESNS, which involved the possibility of voting at home, creating voter intent, which you capture on your own device, then transferring it in a public setting to a paper ballot, which can be confirmed, which in my thinking must be confirmed in that public setting in a clerk's office or a VSPC before tabulation. So that is the ideal combination of the convenience of voting at home, getting speed and efficiency at the polling place, having auditability, having a paper ballot that has on it the voter verified voter intent. So all those things, I think, are components that need to be there, and why I'm concerned about seeing selecting a system that would take us straight to internet voting at home, which does not provide those benefits I'm talking about. Another one of the things I noticed that's going to affect which system we choose is whether or not the ballot configuration is identical for all ballots. I think that's absolutely crucial, and there's a quite an exciting system from ESNS called Express Vote, which generates a ballot that is not compatible with a home voted ballot. And so it would be distinguishable, and it will always, that ballot, if that ballot were to be used as the ballot of record, that would cause privacy problems with voters who are voting in exceptional circumstances on unusual ballot styles, et cetera.
All right, Harvey, so, for the first round, I'm going to stop you there. Let everybody get their 5 minutes in,
thanks.
Then we'll come back around.
Carol, you're next.
Thank you.
I did want to say one thing. Having been involved in mail ballots for some 30 years, the things that were done to the ballots at the demonstration, there was not a single thing there that we hadn't seen before. Everything that was done there has been seen in an elections office at some point.
Okay, thank you. I'm going along with both Evelyn and Patrick. I really preferred everyone counts or clear ballot. And I've been giving thought to this over the last few weeks, and I think what really cemented my decisions was the report that just came out last week from the Presidential Commission on Election Administration. That was set up by Obama back in March of last year, and the representatives went around the country and listened and then put together a very, very bipartisan group, and they put together this recommendation and report. And they have said so much better than I what my thoughts are along this. So if you don't mind, I'm just going to take a couple of sentences out of their report that really are where I'm coming from. The options available do not meet the needs and do not employ the sorts of advances that have become commonplace in consumer products and other industries. Consists almost solely of complex, single-use, end-to-end systems. While the industry has developed some promising new technologies, bringing these innovations to the market is handicapped by the current standard setting and certification process. The uncertainty surrounding the standards is at least partially responsible for the failure, again, of the industry to transition off-the-shelf technologies and software-only solutions and component products. Let's see, there were a couple other things that they mentioned. That for innovation in voting systems, faster and less costly certification of new products and the certification of component products and voting systems, not just end-to-end equipment. Combining software with off-the-shelf commercial hardware, the added benefit of compatibility, with recent trends in some jurisdictions, certainly here in Colorado, but of using vote centers that require a number of different ballots in one location or require print-on-demand technologies. So these are just some of the things that I had been tossing around, and I just kind of like it when it comes from somebody else. It makes me feel a little more comfortable. I really liked the innovative part of the two companies that I mentioned. I remember particularly Clear Ballot addressing the fact that they would work with each of the counties and meet their necessities, both in terms of cost as well as helpfulness. I think that pretty much covers where I'm coming from at the moment.
Okay, thank you. Mickey.
I did attend the two-day presentations. I did not go on the road trip. I did attend at least a portion of those days, so I did not see all of the machinery being demonstrated. Of what I did see, I definitely saw pros and cons of all of them. Some I was very impressed with, but then later on, maybe they do something like in the, when we are doing the sample election, possibly some of the adjudication wasn't as clear as what I had hoped. So the fact that the UVS committee did recommend that all of them be tested, I think is a very good idea, because I was having a hard time picking exactly which equipment I would say, let's go for this one. Like Patrick and Carol, I love the Everyone Counts position on their innovative software, and that the next version of their software is just automatically delivered with free upgrades. They definitely, appeared that what we do need is perpetual state of the art, with actually their words that they use was no end of life on their software, because it is always updated, and the engineers ensure that they are always updated so that they have, so we are not going to end up with equipment that is not going to be compatible, in 10, 15, 20 years from now. I also like the fact that Everyone Counts, you can use, smaller devices such as iPads or your computers or your iPhones. I thought, boy, that would allow the counties to not have to store so much large equipment, as well as the election judges have so much large equipment to set up at the polling places, or the voter service and polling centers. So that I was very impressed with Everyone Counts. The machinery, I did like Dominion. It seemed like the adjudication process was user-friendly. I liked when they said that the scanner could be used for other purposes, just not for an election, so that you could use these machines, more than once or twice a year. So that's kind of where I stand on my vague recommendations.
All right. Thank you. Rick.
All right, Al, I guess I have a preliminary question, though, for you, if you could. They talked about the pilot election at the advisory committee.
Mm-hmm.
Were they thinking of basically collecting and tabulating ballots in two streams, so you've got, like, the real stream and the new one? Because, you know, it seems like the opportunity for screwing it up, basically, is pretty high if you've got six or seven vendors out there and you're actually tabulating the ballots and then counting those results. Or were they thinking about parallel? I'm just asking about
Early on in some discussions, there was some talk about doing parallel elections. And the election officials that were asked about that, Roundly, did not like it. Did not like doing part of their county in one system, part on another system. And didn't like duplication. The duplication at all. That would be preferable to doing parallel on two systems for different parts of the county. So the advisory committee did not specifically address that, but I think that what they had in mind was that pick a vendor A in county C would be, that's how the election would be conducted there. They apparently, by making this recommendation, they felt that at that point, by the time everybody gets through certification, the systems would be well enough developed that they wouldn't have to worry about anybody screwing it up. There would be some who did it better than others, or you know, it's more convenient for the voters or whatever, and that's how you judge them, but that everybody would be able to do it because they would have all been certified by that point.
Okay. So, not so sure I'm crazy about that, but at the same time, if they're already certified, maybe that's not as big a problem as I anticipate it being. Firstly, I very much liked what the advisory committee came up with. I think that waiting until July of 2015, which allows additional innovation, since obviously all these systems are in process right at the moment, I think would be a major plus. I did not go to the vendor presentations, so I have no reason to doubt any of you on that. It sounds like everybody's big on both the everyone counts and clear ballot alternatives. But at the same time, if we're looking at all of them in 2015, great, let them be in there and compete and show their product along with the rest of the vendors. I do like the fact that you'd be looking at both big and small counties as far as being able to do these pilot elections. And therefore, I'm personally like the idea that the advisory committee has come up with. Obviously, we'd like to see the entire scope of exactly what they determined once they do come up with that. I think it would be something we could probably endorse.
All right, thank you. Lauren?
I have to confess that I'm probably the least involved person right now, but the discussion's been very interesting. I wasn't able to attend the demonstrations, and I have only briefly studied the proposal, so when it comes time to take any votes, I'll probably have to abstain just because of my lack of background information, but I certainly appreciate all the work everyone else has put in, and it does sound like these software-based systems do seem to be the general preference here, and I feel like I'm learning a lot just hearing your discussion, so thank you.
Okay, thank you. And finally, Madam Chair.
Yes, well, I'm on the same take as Patrick and Evelyn. And a couple of other folks also mentioned the same, but I think I'm more leaning to everyone counts as a solution that offers the software to the counties. And then I do like the way that Dominion voting systems ended up offering the adjudication process as, I mean, it was quite entertaining to see the spoiling of ballots and the tabulation and how quickly things were processed from the point that it got scanned to the way that it ended up getting, you know, right into the screen, how the fixes were made, and that we were able to all see how the process worked. I really did like Dominion's take. So that's where I am. And based on everyone counts being integrative and adaptable, I figured that, you know, Dominion is one of those systems that various counties have used. Everyone counts can be dropped in. It's been used in Denver, you know, by the Denver election system. And, I mean, if that were a recommendation, those would be two components. And then I was not part of sampling the Bell Howell system and all the other pilot processing, but I do believe that when we were tasked with this project, that we would come up with a recommendation. And so my recommendation is to move forward with Everyone Counts and Dominion Systems as two compatible systems, and then leave it to the advice of everyone else when it comes to what the ballot processing and tracking system would be. And if it was Bell and Howell or leaving all three of them, then that's perfectly reasonable because obviously the clerks work with them and they know how they work. But I would definitely encourage everyone to, I mean, I've heard a lot of, you know, I like this system and I like this system, but I really like what the advisory committee is doing. And I just want to remind everyone that we're not the advisory committee, so we take that into account, but I would like for everybody to voice their opinion on what they would like to promote and, you know, move forward.
Okay, thank you. Well, everyone's had their first 5 minutes. Clarissa, how do you want to move it for now on? Give everybody a chance to speak again once they've heard everybody. I know Harvey has more he wants to say, but we don't want to you know, cut everybody else off, so we want to make sure everybody gets their airspace.
Right, and I'm trying to think. I know that Patrick is limited, so if, you know, everybody's okay, maybe we can let Patrick speak again and give his summation or additional points on what he thinks before he has to leave the meeting, and then we can go from there.
Okay.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was surprised that that Dominion came up at the end of this discussion. Maybe Clarissa, you could further go into your impression of Dominion and why you would put them on the list.
Well, you know, just looking at everything, I mean, I'm not, how can I say this? I think that maybe the first thing that struck me is that Dominion seemed knowledgeable. And then it was like an aha moment when they started talking about their structure and their former companies and how they've come together. So it was kind of funny to see that it was Sequoia and Global Election Systems and all these different vendors that have had a role as previous vendors in Colorado. So the knowledge from that aspect was, well, you guys have done business in Colorado, and I'm very keen on having the clerks work with people that they have done work with, because we may be serving as the public, but we are not running the elections, and the ones running the elections are obviously the advisory committee. I mean, because they're clerks. So if Global Election System, Sequoia, all these different companies have come together under the tent of Dominion, and what they were able to produce, it almost seems that they keep improving upon their system and have, yeah, I mean, they've become like a megalodon, you know. They've taken over all these other companies, and they're still imparting their technological savvy. So that was my only take, that based on the previous relationships with folks and that their system was quite nifty, if I can say that. It was pretty cool to see how they went from, you know, scanning the ballots to actually adjudicating. That was, you know, that was remarkable. And yeah, the technology is tremendous. That's why I like Everyone Counts. So if you can integrate those two systems, mm-hmm. that was, I mean, heck, you know, for all intents and purposes, perhaps ESNS could do the same. So I am just a firm believer that I want a traditional system that involves like the traditional DREs and all that other stuff with the new technology of software, so that some, you know, the technology of old can be integrated with the technology of new, and it leaves people with an ease of transition. Because I can assure you that not everybody's going to be comfortable thinking that. I mean, we may think that it's really cool to be able to vote from home and then take your ballot and transfer it and have it recorded, you know, properly, but not everybody's on the same page. So when I'm seeing the trend nationally that some states and some counties are reverting back to the days of old with paper ballots, and then, of course, the ridiculous of New York, which is moving back to the punch cards and letter systems, I mean, that is taking a little bit too far. But there has to be a happy medium where we connect people that are not comfortable with technology and those people that are comfortable with technology to make the best practical system for Colorado. And that's where I was coming from.
Thanks for that clarification. Was the advisory committee's goal ever to push this into 2015 at the beginning of this process? Or were they, was the secretary hoping that we'd have a definitive recommendation at the end of this process?
Yes.
Both?
Both.
Okay.
The advisory committee has, went from the beginning, has taken the position that it probably would not be feasible to fully implement a UVS until 2017.
Okay.
And I think that's part of what's driving their recommendation, and in fact, that was mentioned at their meeting.
Was there, at their meeting where they made this recommendation, was there any discussion about excluding some of these vendors?
No.
Okay.
The only exclusion would be anybody who could not get certified by June 30th.
Okay, so certification is the...
Certification is
the hurdle they have
is
to
the
get,
hurdle, yes.
They have to get over. Okay.
It's actually testing to federal standards, right?
Well, yeah, it's to sort of, yeah, to be able to be certified. So they can be, a system can be tested to the federal standards and the Colorado standards without actually having EAC certification. But
okay. All right. I'm at the end of our process today, and I do only have another 20 minutes, I am wondering if we're going to make a recommendation on a specific technology, or are we just going to approve what the advisory committee did. That's
okay.
I believe that's up to us.
Yeah, I know, but I wonder what weight we would carry.
Okay, Evelyn, you have anything to add in the second round?
No, only that I am a great believer in using off-the-shelf equipment rather than tying anyone to somebody's particular brand. That's all that I would add.
Thank you. Harvey.
Thanks. So first, I'd like to respond to what I've heard going around the table. I think the Everyone Counts is very exciting and very different from the other four vendors. Okay, the other four vendors are basically demonstrating paper ballot system. Everyone Counts is not demonstrating what amounts to a paper ballot system. They are capable or willing to convert what they have into a paper ballot system, I think I hear them say. But the essence of what they're offering really isn't a paper ballot system, and I'd be surprised if it actually migrated in the direction of a full paper ballot system as opposed to an electronic ballot system. So I actually sent out an email, which you may have read, which was my very immediate response to the demos, in which I also sent out a message that came from Clear Ballot, which exposed the idea of continuous change as if it's something that's here to stay. And that led me to think that maybe we've missed something in the definition of uniform voting system, and that is the applicability of the word uniform to the dimension of time as well as the dimension of space, where space means counties in our case. So, yes, a uniform voting system implies having similar practices and systems in different counties, but it also should imply having a similar system over time that has a very carefully designed way of changing. And we do not want, my main reaction to Everyone Counts is that they are an open book. They are a blank slate for whatever system you want. We can make it, and we can deliver it on a time cycle of 4 to 6 weeks and deliver changes every 4 to 6 weeks. And being a software developer, you know, I realize that's possible, but that is not what the doctor ordered here. What we actually need, especially if we decide to separate ourselves from custom technology, custom hardware. Custom hardware actually enforces a slow rate of change because you have the process, the design cycle for the hardware, and then we actually recognize that we need a certification process for hardware, so we will submit the hardware to that. If we replace that with commercial off-the-shelf hardware, and I'm not objecting to the idea of trusting the commercial off-the-shelf hardware. I think it's hugely beneficial. This is not an argument for a custom hardware solution, but it is an argument for having a process like certification that actually prevents a company like Everyone Counts from delivering us a new system every 6 weeks. And the real question that comes up when you hear that is, well, they offered you can have the system you want. Well, who is that you that wants that system? How is the state of Colorado going to figure out what that means? Who's going to make that decision of how those changes are going to be made? Are we going to have a vendor guiding the way our voting system works? Or are we going to have the legislature and the Secretary of State and the counties and so forth collectively deciding what our voting system is? That I realize that once you have a software solution in place, you can make it anyone you want, whoever you is. But who is that you? That's what I'm asking. And that's one of the arguments for having a, it's actually sort of convenient to have a hardware system because you automatically get that slow rate of change. But you get behind. Perhaps you can't be as innovative as you'd like. We do need to recognize that Everyone Counts represents a really different flow from the other four companies, including Clear Ballot. Now, Clear Ballot offers a software solution, but it is a paper ballot system. They are implementing a central count system and an EMS to go with that. And what their system doesn't provide is the in-person voting option for the disability or accessibility community. And what they've gone to great difficulty to produce is compatibility with existing systems and existing ballot designs. So any one of the other vendors or the vendors already in place can be tabulated by Clear Ballot. So that's either a componentized solution where multiple vendors are providing, or a transition, or both. It could be any of those. So they're ready to be the central count system, you know, for a pilot in November or they're ready to be a pilot now, I think, for a central count system and offering. That's what their email said. They're offering to the counties to go ahead and do a parallel pilot where you re-scan ballots.
Didn't they do this in El Paso County already?
They have demonstrated in El Paso and Arapahoe County.
El Paso was sorting ballots for a recount, and Arapahoe was the audit, not tabulation. They haven't done tabulation for any counties in Colorado.
I don't think that. I think they did do an audit tabulation for audit in El Paso County prior to the most recent election. I think there were other demonstrations, and there's one here at the Secretary of State's office, but that wasn't in a live election, obviously. So. That Clear Ballot offering is actually somewhere in between the two, between where Everyone Counts is in terms of the way that product, the nature of it, the software, the open software aspect of it, and the more conventional vendors. So my conclusion, I mean, I have actually got specific comments about all the vendors, and I think there's very interesting things to be said about them. I noticed, since you mentioned Dominion, I'll mention that it's become apparent that the technical characteristics of the scan that Dominion is doing is a 1-bit 200 DPI scan, and you could see on the screen how difficult it was to actually recognize the voter marks. They were light voter marks, admittedly, but you could see that that was not a really good photographic representation of the ballot. And I have the copies of the Dominion and the other companies, except Hart did not provide this. And Everyone Count doesn't have this, so they don't provide it. But the resolution of those images is low. And whereas the Clear Ballot ones, it's high. It's an order of 10 difference. And indeed, the file sizes Clear Ballot are much larger than the ones for Dominion. So you can see they've paid a lot of attention to the need for the accurate representation of the ballot on the image, whereas Dominion may have compromised that for efficiency or storage space or something like that. And the other companies also apparently, although the quality looked better on some others. So there's technical issues, anyway, is what I'm trying to get at here in the course of making a recommendation, which I am aware of because I've been looking closely. And on the positive side for Dominion, I thought the the fact that their system can actually be turned into a mode where it verifies what's on the ballot that's put in. All the basically the cast vote record is presented to you, so you could verify that the system's going to tabulate exactly the way you intended it, and not just give you an overvote rejection if that's what it's programmed for, or an undervote detection, which we don't normally program for, right? So in the other systems like ES&S, DS200 system, it would only reject, and I believe also it's true of the HART in-person voting systems, it would reject based on the conventional criteria of overvote or potentially undervote, which we don't normally use. And other errors in interpretation would go through, including light marks misdetected as undervotes and so forth. So I was very excited about the potential for that. And Wayne Williams actually mentioned quite interestingly that you could have two lines, or no lines maybe, at a polling center, but one of them is the express line where you don't want to see what your cast vote record is. You just want the ballot to go and interpret and tabulate, just vote. And then the other line is for somebody who wants to get that verification. So that's a great service, I think, that you could offer. And that device actually has that option in it. And if you suddenly had big lines at your polling center, you could turn off that option and turn them both into express. So, you know, so there's a great advantage of custom design hardware there. I mean, I suppose that could be implemented with a more software-based system also, such as Everyone Counts. I am really, I think we need to think really hard about recommending Everyone Counts without recognizing the side effects it'll have on the in-person voting experience and the opportunity for audit and recount and so forth, because they're not enforcing the idea that paper ballot is the ballot of record. They're giving a lot of choices actually there, and waving hands and saying yes, we can do that. And indeed, I'm great confidence they can do a whole bunch of different things.
Arvid, you want to conclude your second round, and we'll move on.
Sorry.
And come back
so
to you.
We need to make that in making that recommendation about Everyone Counts, which I personally am not inclined to choose a system today like the advisory committee. I'd like to see the results, and I'd like to see the setup for these pilots actually organized so that we collect a lot of data in the course of the pilots. And that has some implications about how they're set up, which the advisory committee did not go into, but I would like to.
Carol.
I really don't have much more to add, but I do feel that these new, the more innovative companies like Everyone Counts and Clear Ballot are advantageous. Rather than going with companies that we've had around, yes, the clerks have worked with them, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're offering state of the art. They're in most cases showing us what they have, and not as willing as I felt the other two are to custom design and come up with something new.
Okay, Mickey, anything to add?
Could you tell me again which two you said the other two have? Which two were you talking about?
Oh, I was referring to both Everyone Counts and Clear Ballot.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, obviously, like I said before, there's pros and cons to each one of the systems. I don't think there's not one. Obviously, the UVS committee, couldn't pick one. There's not one that fits everybody's need right now. But what I like about some of them, specifically Dominion and also Everyone Counts, is it seems like they have options. Options for the larger counties and options for the smaller counties, and options to either vote online or the ballot on demand. Specifically, I made notes of that from Dominion, as well as with Everyone Counts. They also said that they could do a paper ballot, print the ballot, as well as the electronic. So, having options, is well, because we've got to be able to blend with, whatever the counties need and what works best with, the facilities that they have. So I don't have much more to add.
Okay. Thank you. Rick?
No, I'll pass on this one. I think that I'm in agreement with the advisory committee pretty much right down the line.
Okay, Lauren, anything to add?
No, not now, thank you.
Okay, Clarissa?
No, I think I've pretty much made my case other than I really do think that we need to submit a recommendation, however that format of a recommendation takes place.
All right. Well, we've been through twice. Evelyn has stepped out to take a phone call. Harvey, do you want to add some more technical information?
Well, could I ask a real quick question?
Surely.
I notice on our agenda we have public comment on here. We did have a member of the public actually here. I don't think we've got one on the call, but I was just wondering are we going to wait on that?
Who did we have? I didn't see. That's Evelyn's assistant.
I know, but she's a member of the public as well.
Yeah, okay. We'll offer her the opportunity. Thank you.
All right, fine, thank you.
Are you suggesting we should ask if there's anyone from the public
yes.
on the line?
I would suggest that, too.
I did that earlier, but we'll do it again. Is there anyone from the public on the phone who wishes to testify? Hearing none, we will move on. Patrick, you're running out of time here, so you tell us how you'd like to proceed. If you want to make a motion, if you want to give your proxy, if you want to say, well, when it comes time to vote, if it's this, I vote no. If it's this, I vote yes.
Yep. I will I'll leave my proxy with the group. If we do come to a vote, I would like to recommend that we go with everyone. Everyone counts. And recommend everyone counts because they are technology agnostic, and that everyone could use them, every group could use them, and I was impressed by the clear ballot as well,
which is also agnostic to technology.
Right?
So let me make sure I understand your vote before you leave. If it's anything other than one of those two or a combination of those two, you abstain or you vote no.
I vote no.
You vote no. Okay. All right. Harvey, do you have additional information you wanted to impart?
Okay, we asked Patrick if we had a vote between following roughly what the Uniform Voting System Advisory Committee proposed versus recommending a system. Can we ask you for your opinion about that?
Sure. I believe we have to act as a body, an independent body ourselves, and make a recommendation and not follow along with what they're doing. I'm not against what they're doing, but it seems to me that we've spent a lot of time, and then to push us off into next year, I wonder if our recommendations are even going to be heard next year. So that I wouldn't follow them blindly.
And that actually is what I wanted. One of the things I wanted to talk about was to pick up where the advisory committee left off. So two different general areas I'd like to go into. One is perhaps discussing a little more about the different technologies that were offered there, or are being offered to us, but also to recommend how this process can actually continue and make sense of a set of pilots in 2015. Whereas I heard the advisory committee talking about basically ending its participation, and Al was correctly mentioning maybe we're going to need some kind of body like this in the future, and he was noticing maybe people that advisory committee doesn't want to continue. But I think that there absolutely is a need, which is why I didn't want to call this our final, or even think about this as our final meeting. There's definitely a need for this process to continue, even if a vendor were to be selected by the secretary in the next few days or few weeks. But I believe that the concept of doing live election pilots, and even pilots that are parallel prior, totally at the option of the counties, by the way, but not necessarily state administered or state authorized or state paid for pilots, but rather these companies are private entities. They are certainly able, and it seems to me we should be happy to have them come in and participate in our upcoming elections.
Well, let me just add to that. It would make sense to me that if they were able to make these hour-and-a-half-long presentations before us last week or 2 weeks ago, why couldn't we run this test on the June primary or in the November general election this year instead of pushing out to 2015? I realize the hurdle is certification, but are we then at the mercy of federal regulators who are going to drag their feet on certifying this?
Well, that's really not the case. It's Colorado state law that any system operating in Colorado has to meet the federal requirements. They don't have to be tested by the feds. They can be tested by an independent testing laboratory to the federal standards and to Colorado standards, and then Colorado can authorize them to be here. So I don't think it's the bureaucracy of the feds that we're fighting, although that is a significant steep hill. So I think Colorado's approach gets around that. I think the issue, particularly if you're looking at some of the new kids on the block, they're not certified anywhere. In some cases, they've not been tested to federal standards at this point. And I think the advisory committee's logic, and I'm just trying to relay to you what I think they were thinking, is that let's give them time to do that and then run the tests, because there is potential there.
If we were to recommend that everyone counts, run a, 10-county test in our November 2014 general election, would that speed up the certification process?
I don't know that I can answer that. Everyone counts at the moment falls outside of the traditional kinds of certification, kinds of testing. They said at their demonstrations, they're working with the EAC right now to try to design standards by which they can be evaluated and certified. So I think it may be problematic to do it that soon. June election, election officials are making their preparations right now for the June election. So I think that would be too early. The general election, perhaps, but I can't say.
In my experience, governments only do things when they have to do them. And if we force the issue, they're going to have to certify something that's going to be used in a November 2014 election. I think if we wait until November 2015, they're not going to get certified until summer of 2015.
Actually, in order to get certified by July of 2015, they will have to start now.
Right, and they should.
And most of them have started now, or all of them have started now, I think, actually. But some are ahead of others. And so just the mere fact of either requiring certification now would be very discriminatory among the five groups that we have out there. And allowing them enough time to certify actually provides more level playing ground. And it's very clear, even the HART system, which is the one that's already in place in 45 counties or so, or their previous system is, that one has barely entered certification, if they've actually finalized the product for certification. So that was obvious from the result I got back from HART on my test, because they couldn't actually, for technical reasons, even though their system would normally store all the ballot images from all the elections forever, they actually lost the ballot images from our test the day afterwards. So,
Patrick, I think the answer to your question is we really can't answer it because everyone counts. There is no process set up for testing them to the federal standards. On a traditional system, a new system takes 14 months to be certified, upgrades in 4 to 6 months to systems, and that's what virtually all of the ones, except Dominion, who have proposed here, have upgrades that are in certification process now. The software, doing it with somebody like ESNS, there's no process for it, so there's no estimate for it.
Right.
So, does your
my vote stands.
Suggestion stand? Your vote stands. Thank you very much
Thank
for
you.
Your participation.
Can I interject? Clear vote. My notes said, and let me see if I misinterpreted them, that they're still in development. right? And that they...
All of these companies are developing.
Well, I mean, they seem like they're going to be the new kids on the block, like you insinuated. And, you know, it seems like the way they're talking, they don't have all the machines to start, you know, setting up right now. So I wonder if they'd even be ready for the November 2014 election.
Clear ballot is ready.
Clear vote.
Their software.
Clear just vote. There is no clear vote. You're talking about clear ballot, right?
Well,
clear vote is what I have on my notes here. Clear vote.
Oh, clear vote is a product of their system.
Oh, okay. Clear ballot. Yeah. So what's the answer to that question?
Yeah, I understand that the clear ballot has actually retabulated ballot or rescanned ballots from existing live elections, and numerous of them in Florida. They're doing it in New York and have done it in Colorado. So they actually have a system they feel is ready right now to be the central count system, and with a proven track record, and they have their system under test right now in Colorado by a VSTL, so for testing against federal standards. So they actually are already, much like HART, they're already in a certification process, although it may not be one that's coordinated with EAC. I'm not sure about how that works. There's some, but it's the same process in any case. They're attempting to demonstrate that what they have is something that would have been certified or is about to be certified. Right?
So. And Clear Ballot's position also was that they can work with any system that's out there.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. Right. And, you know, they've already been doing that. So what I was going to say before Patrick left, but he left, is that there's no impediment to any of these companies actually coming to demonstrate in a county. If a county wants to have at their voter VSPC, they want to have a demonstration of everyone counts over here in the corner, which isn't where you vote, but that's where you can go up after you voted, you go over there and try out that system over there and give us your reaction to it. I don't see any reason why that wouldn't be possible for a county to do. And likewise, for a central count system to take the ballots that have already been tabulated by the conventional system and send them through the central count of another vendor for the purpose of demonstrating how it functions and have the election judges, if you want, run the other system at a time, but not for the purpose of producing the election outcome, right? So that's different from what the advisory committee has recommended. They've recommended actually running the election on the pilot system. I don't have an objection to that, as long as it, in fact, is tested, and having it certified means it's been tested. So that's pretty simple stuff. Before it's been certified, these systems can be demonstrated, and they can be demonstrated with live elections in live election environments if the counties prefer. And I would think counties might want to do that to find out just how these systems perform, how real voters actually respond to them, et cetera. And I can see any of those vendors potentially providing such a demonstration in the upcoming elections. So, and that's independent of certification, because that wouldn't be using the equipment for an election outcome. And there's also the possibility of using the systems for the purpose of auditing, or that would be a secondary effect of using a central count system as a demonstration on all the ballots would give you an audit. It would give you a means of auditing the election, which could fall under our law that allows a county to do especially better or more accurate audit than the one that the secretary specifies. So these are all options, and I hope that if anybody is listening, vendors might be listening, and maybe they'll think about the potential of showing us more well before 2015, which is a long time from now. But I think that that's it's more responsible to do that than for us to decide today, based on what we know now and where these systems are, to decide on one. And particularly if it were to be everyone counts, which among all those is, I think, the least defined as an in-person voting product, and the one that's most under development right now, and the one that less so that, I mean, it's less finalized in a sense than clear ballot, if that makes any sense. But there are clear ballots developing other products that would go in a suite of products that they would eventually potentially sell to us, as are all the other companies like ES&S, is working on a system that takes the QR code from a phone and turns that into a paper ballot of some kind. So these are all developments where the election officials in Colorado and some of us have seen and think, well, yeah, maybe that is something we'd like to see. And why would we make our decision right now without seeing those particular things come through? Now, what I haven't heard is saying any new vendor that comes in and gets certified by July of 2015 would be in our program, our UVS program. And, you know, I'm okay with that because we have that is part of setting a stake in the ground and saying, here's where we're going to start the process, here's where we're going to end it. And we just want to make sure we give the people who've come into the process at this point in time enough time to do what we really want to the extent they can under certification.
To your last point, Harvey, when we solicited proposals, we solicited from every company in the world that we could think of that had ever mentioned the word vote. And there were 40 or 50 solicitations that went out, and what we got back was the 10 that we got. So. Okay, so.
Yeah, so that makes me feel more confident maybe we're making the right decision there. But I do know there are projects out there that are coming along that, you know, conceivably will be ready. But I think there is a certain merit to, and I think the Secretary has stated this, that you just make a decision to go at a certain point in time and do your thing and don't always keep your process open to get more things in the future. And I am actually okay with that, although like Carol, I am very fond of innovation and think that we should pay attention to the projects that we've got that are innovative, and that's what I hope to do here.
Clarissa?
Evelyn's got a comment.
Oh, I'm sorry, Evelyn, yes. Your microphone is just to your left there.
Thank you. I don't think it's working.
Yeah.
Is it? Okay, there. I have been uncomfortable with the idea that at some point the counties are going to be told, this is the system we want you to use, and they're going to have to just make a switch whenever they decide to. I would support strongly this idea of having the companies run, we might call it a moot election alongside the trusted system that whatever county is using, so that you could actually compare the two companies side by side. You could compare what we're using today and what is being proposed. And certainly we don't want all 10 vendors in every county. That would turn into a circus. But if there could be some way that various systems could demonstrate their actual election processing along with the actual election system that would be counted, I think that would be one of the best ways to, number one, show a comparison that meant something, and two, speed up the time in which we might come up with a change.
Okay, thank you. Clarissa? Oh, I'm sorry. Rick?
No, I just wanted to also comment on that as well. I think it's an interesting idea. I think we'd need to have a statutory change in order to allow it to happen. And I'm not entirely sure what that statutory change would be offhand, but as you know, there are limits on time periods that people can stay in the polling place and all that kind of thing. And there would have to be some kind of assurance that a particular voter coming in to vote is voting on the right system, along with knowing he's voting on the test system, to make sure that those two are separated and you don't end up with somebody voting on the test system and it doesn't count and then there's this big problem. So I think there are some logistical problems that would need to be worked out. I think it's an intriguing idea, however.
Okay, Clarissa, we've got 20 minutes left in the scheduled time for this meeting. How do you want to proceed?
Well, I would like to, we've got Patrick's proxy. I'd like to go around the room and get folks their vote and their opinion on where we are with this.
All right. Do we want to put a motion on the table and see where we go with that? Or do you, I mean, people have been pretty much describing where they are. I can't tell.
No, that's why I said, I mean, I obviously, yeah, I would entertain a motion because we need to get a vote. We need to, everybody has offered their opinion on this, and we need to wrap it up since we only have 17 minutes left.
You have to end this meeting at noon, having started at least half an hour late? I hope not. But I'd like to, in any case, move that we pursue the direction that's been created by the advisory committee and adapt that with a little bit of extra recommendation regarding how we would collect information from such pilots and to make sure that pilots would occur in actually in small counties as opposed to just in large counties, because I heard some things that might be in the advisory committee recommendation that might not be headed in that direction. And so anyway, I'd like to move that we just pursue the general direction of the advisory committee with the need to actually discuss what we would add to it before this meeting is over.
Is there a second to that motion?
Sure, I'll second that.
Okay. Discussion.
I'm not actually sure what Harvey moved.
Okay, actually, it was more like a sense, rather than, it was a sense to move towards pilots rather than deciding a system today. That's what I'm, that's the vote I'm actually asking for right now.
Okay.
I'd like to just add another thing. I think the sense I got around the table, and I could be very wrong there, is that this group was leaning toward everyone counts or clear ballot. And to just say that we're going along with the other committee, who apparently did not make a recommendation, I don't think that reflects where we stand. That's
so. Actually, I
agree with you, Carol.
And my intention in making my motion is not to actually exclude expressing a preference from this committee, but rather I think that there's some people here who sense or are expressing the idea that we should just go ahead and make a recommendation on a system as opposed to supporting the idea of pilots. And that's not what I'd like to support. But I am actually fine, and I'd be happy to amend my motion to the extent that there was substantial support expressed for those two companies at this table. So that, and we can work out more than that in a report, obviously.
And just a point of clarification, I think that no matter what system or systems or combination of systems is recommended, there will be a pilot of some type before any final decision is ever made.
Well, and my hope is that this group is, or a successor to it, is strongly involved in the way that pilot comes about and how pilot or pilots of any kind, so that the public actually does get access to good information about the different systems. Because one of the concerns is that the pilots might all occur on one day on one election, and suddenly those of us who are interested can only go to one of those pilots and not the other ones. So we need to find a workaround for that. So that's one of the reasons why I'd like to address how the pilots are designed or the nature of the pilot or pilots.
Madam Chair?
Yes. So I understand Harvey's motion, but Carol is definitely capturing the sentiment. I think that based on the discussion that we've had, there's at least four or five people that have been leaning on this everyone counts. So I don't know if the recommendation from this body is then that a pilot is adopted, taking into account the two vendors that were very current high marks from our group. And because at least that puts a recommendation, because I frankly don't believe in just kicking the ball down and saying, oh, it's a free-for-all and let somebody else decide the problem, 2 years down the road. So that's where I strongly believe that if we were brought together to make a recommendation when we reviewed this process, that we submit a recommendation.
Well, so let me see if I can some. Oh, go ahead, Rick.
I don't know. How does this sound? How about, and this is not, this is perhaps replacing the previous motion, but, you know, Harvey, up to you, obviously, because it's your motion. How about a motion to generally follow the advisory committee recommendation to do the 2015 pilot with further recommendation to look especially at EC and CB.
Everyone counts.
Everyone counts and clear ballot.
Clear ballot.
With solutions that work with existing and future equipment and to consult with the advice, our committee in the future.
That's better.
Well, let me clarify, Rick, what you're saying. The other committee agreed to pilot all systems. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Pilot all systems.
Looking especially at those two.
Especially at the software-based companies?
Right.
That you listed?
Yeah.
Okay, not just pilot them.
That's correct.
Okay.
I can tell that was met
since
with
I'm serving
widespread approval.
I'll second.
Harvey's got the motion on the table to see what he wants to do with the suggested
amendment. Yes, I'm willing to adopt the substitute amendment or the motion.
All right, thank you.
So does that mean there's a second to that?
I second.
All right. Clarissa?
Yeah, there's a motion and a second, and if folks want to go around the table and vote on that, let's go for it.
All right. I'll just call the roll. Evelyn?
Aye.
Okay. Harvey?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Mickey?
Yes.
Rick?
Yes.
Who have we got on the phone? Lauren?
Let me just clarify, even though I said earlier I'd probably abstain on the vote, since the recommendation and the motion is to go for the pilot, I feel comfortable voting yes.
Okay. Clarissa?
Yes.
All right. So the motion, as I understand it, is to...
Now I'll just hand this to you.
Okay, good. Let me just read it back so everybody knows what they just approved.
You fill in the acronyms.
Motion to generally follow the advisory committee recommendation to do a 2015 pilot with a recommendation to look especially at everyone counts and clear ballot and solutions that work with existing and future equipment and to consult with the PPP in the future. Does that sound like what you all thought you voted for?
Yes.
Carol?
I'm not sure if it's appropriate to say to continue the PPP.
Oh.
I'm not saying I disapprove, but I just don't know in the motion if that should be part of the motion.
Oh.
You already voted for it.
Well, I'm in favor of
you have. Very much in favor of actually detailing in our report to the Secretary of State more about what the PPP might do in the future. In particular, I am concerned that the process from here might go back behind closed doors, and I hope to see that doesn't happen. And I want to make sure that information gets collected in the course of doing pilots, which can be used to compare the systems, even though any one of us may be able to only personally experience one of the pilots going on. Yes.
Carol?
I understand.
Just a point of clarification that just be aware that this pilot program is taking place in 2015, which means that there's going to be a different Secretary of State. So the new Secretary of State, whomever that may be, might decide to have a different panel. So I'm just bringing that to light, or they may choose not to have a panel at all. So just so you know, that's where this is going. Because 2015 pilot program is well outside the realm of this current Secretary of State working with us and having appointed us to do our work. Because it's going to be a different guy in that office, or gal. We don't know who's going to get elected.
Carol, comment?
I think I'm having problem with the PPP. I agree that we want to go on and have a committee that goes on, but I see that there was value in the other committee by including clerks and recorders and other people. And to just have it be this public participation panel, that's my concern. If you use the word a public participation panel, I might be more comfortable.
To the makers of the motion.
I guess I don't have any serious problem changing it for that.
Okay. I don't have a problem with a public participation panel, I suppose. No. But again, before the meeting's over, I do want to convey about 10 points or so that I think should be addressed by us or someone in the between now and the time the pilots are performed, which would be the function of a public participation panel or its successor.
Okay, Clarissa, I think what I'd like to do, since the motion has been voted on and approved and everyone seems to concur with a public participation panel rather than the public participation panel, I'd like to talk a little bit about how you want to express this to the secretary. I heard Harvey talking about a lengthy report. I would suggest that initially you submit a short report with the recommendation and some follow-up information. The secretary, I believe, will be making a decision probably in the next 10 days. I'm not sure how long it's going to take to get a report that Harvey has in mind developed, drafted, approved by this group to submit. If you can do it in that amount of time, that's great. I don't know exactly what the secretary's timing is, but he's going to have all the recommendations presented to him by the end of this week.
Right. I have a question, however, and again, it's for clarification purposes. This body already submitted a report to the secretary, and that was based on the work that we did leading up to this. Is the advisory committee, which pretty much is the main committee, did they do a report?
They haven't done a report. They're drafting their recommendation is what they're doing.
Okay, so I'm more than comfortable submitting a recommendation because in a process of 10 days, the secretary's not going to read 50 pages or 10 pages. So I would propose that we submit a recommendation, and that may be almost like an executive summary with the highlights of what this body ended up discussing in the process of a review and getting that submitted. Okay. We've already done a report, and we've done an executive summary to that report, and we can submit a recommendation, which is the normal progression to something of what we've done.
All right, Madam Chair, what the process that was used by the other committee is they asked me to draft the initial recommendation and letter to the secretary. I would be happy to do that for this group and circulate it to you for your edits and ultimate.
Yes.
Right.
That would be great.
I would like to get in front of the committee the few points that I have in mind addressing in a recommendation to the secretary. Because in making my motion, I was just trying to actually obtain the sense of which direction we're headed. Because if we were headed towards just making a recommendation for a system, then I thought we should spend more time discussing that. But since we've come to kind of a compromise, but not for the purpose, I hope not excluding my hope to get a couple of issues in front of us here to see what the sense of this body is. So I'd like to ask the chair for permission to do so at the appropriate time.
Can you do it in 3 minutes?
I'm not sure, but I can try. What I think was missing from the advisory committee recommendation is the number one, they recommended each of the companies would have a pilot that would attempt to use all of the system, all of the components that they would have available under certification at the time. And I don't have a problem with that. Obviously, some of these systems, like Everyone Counts on Clear Ballot particularly, would have to actually be coupled with components from other vendors at that time. So somebody is going to make that decision, and it's not clear who, but I think that kind of decision needs to be made in an open way, and perhaps with the APPP involved in discussing that, the criteria for that decision, at least. The and I think we should recommend that, although the advisory committee recommended one such pilot with multiple components, maybe there should be one that's not just multiple components only because clear ballot needs to have other components added to it. But maybe one or two or three such pilots should be offered. But obviously, counties are going to be the decision makers about whether or not to actually adopt or run the pilots. So the state's not going to tell, as far as I understand, the state's not going to tell counties you have to do a pilot. The counties are going to decide. And I just want to make sure that that doesn't happen, that this process of deciding who does the pilots and so forth happens, does not happen behind closed doors and happens out in an open process. I am aware that we should have special watcher observer rules for these pilots. And I think we need to recommend that conceivably needs a at least a rule change, if not a statutory change, for the special purpose of videotaping or recording data from these pilots so that it's possible to compare the performance of the systems in different environments, small county versus the big county. And when Wayne Williams was talking about getting efficiency out of the pilots in the advisory committee, he talked about having a what would obviously be a large county also have the small county equipment tested at the same time. And I don't think that's sufficient for comparing the small county equipment to the large county equipment. I want to make sure that there are pilots that happen in real small counties. So I don't think he was thinking that, but I think we need to recommend that absolutely the some pilots must be happening in small counties. And it's only a question of how many and which, you know, which counties want to do it, but if we need to encourage small counties to do it, that's what we should do. There is also the, we need to make sure that if there's any special data collection that we protect voter privacy. And I think we need to have a process that goes forward that continues to refine the criteria for deciding which system to eventually purchase. So we've actually made it some steps adding on to what the advisory committee recommended, but I'd like to see that process continue somehow in some form. Perhaps finally, there is underway now somewhere behind closed doors some talk about revising the certification, the statutory references to certification. And I believe we should encourage the secretary to make sure that process happens in the open and soon, because I believe that we probably need a bill that actually allows the federal standards that we refer to in statute to at least convert from 2002 to 2005. But if there are other components to that, and I suspect that a bill will be forthcoming that does that, but what else will it do? That needs to be a public process. We need to, I'd like to see us involved in as soon as possible in seeing what's in that bill and making recommendations for it. The other point is to recommend to the secretary that the counties and the vendors be encouraged to go ahead with parallel type demonstrations in conjunction with upcoming elections that could either be for the purpose of auditing, could be for the purpose of showing voters what another system might look like in the future, but carefully separating the two so there's no confusion. That I think we can recommend. And then the pilot also, as the advisory committee did mention, might lead to some kind of escalation or refinement or future pilot that actually looks at one system. And we should make sure that process for deciding that exists and it's well understood in advance. So I think that's those are the points I wanted to get on the table. But those are all things that I think the APPP could be involved with. But in any case, recommendations, part of all recommendations to the secretary.
Madam Chair, I
was going to, sorry to interrupt, Dale. How about you get that in email to the committee, Harvey, so that everybody can actually read what you just talked about? Because I think that some people need to process the additional information to see what exactly needs to be included or not as additional points in this recommendation.
Madam Chair, after listening to what Harvey proposed, I would suggest that you move forward with your recommendation as a primary document with an indicator in there that you have specific ideas about how what you're recommending should be implemented, and you'll be following up with the secretary on that, rather than hold up the recommendation until we get everybody's agreement on all of these other points. That's just my suggestion.
Okay.
I'm okay with that suggestion.
I understand we need to get this going, but so whatever the committee is comfortable with, and everybody's comfortable with Harvey's point, as long as Harvey gets those points to you, that's fine.
This is Evelyn. May I speak?
Please do.
One way to do this and to include Harvey's suggestions as an addendum or additional material would be to give us a timeline. If he could, they need to be worded down so that the recommendation is very clear. And if they were wordsmithed to be brief, then we would not burden the secretary with huge amounts of extra reading. We could have a timeline. Today is Monday. If he would send those out, we could have them returned to you by Wednesday with any edits. Then you could choose, Madam Chair, what you wanted to do with it.
Carol?
Picking up on Evelyn's comments, if I recall correctly, one of the earlier reports by the UVS was not exactly bullets, but it was just a line with various points. And picking up on what Evelyn said, is there a way, Harvey, for you to get what you're trying to say across in, you know, one line for each thought? Is that doable?
Sitting in front of me in 12 such lines right
almost
now.
Almost like bullets? I mean,
yes.
Could you do it almost like bullets?
Yes, like bullets, although the first three or four are just agreeing with what the UVSAC said. So actually, yeah. It's probably right,
which,
nine or
which
eight,
we would
eight
need.
Or something.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Madam Chair?
Yes?
Does that work with you? Try to get that by the end, circulated and approved by the end of the week?
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right, then. Harvey, why don't you send it to me? I'll format it and get it out over the public UVS PPP email, unless you want to send it directly. But I'd prefer that it come through here, and then we put it all together with the recommendation. Okay. Does that work for you, Clarissa?
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Okay. Anybody else have any thoughts on that? All right, Madam Chair, where do you want to go now?
Well,
besides
I want to thank everybody for your time through this whole process and for all of your dedication to making this a public participation aspect of elections. Successful. I think that, you know, we could have obviously, we can all look back and say that we would have wanted more public participation, but we all represented different public groups, and our input was very valuable regardless of how many people did show up to the meeting. So I really do want to thank everybody for their time and effort.
And on behalf of the staff and the secretary, thank you. Also, I know you don't consider your work done, and you're not disbanding yourselves as the other committee did, so there will be a continued role for you, I'm sure. Exactly how that's identified, I'm sure, will be worked out in the near future, and you're making some suggestions on how that should occur, and we'll see that those get to the secretary. But thank you all for getting us to this point.
Thank you, Al.
Anything else before we ask the chair to adjourn? Seeing none, it's up to you, Clarissa.
Yep, meeting adjourned.
Thank you so much.
Now, the wording of the
Greensboro.